This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his historic and first ever official visit to Croatia and departed for New Delhi. The visit, packed with high-level engagements, marked a significant elevation in India-Croatia ties and set the stage for future strategic collaborations. During his day-long visit to the Central and Southeast European country, PM Modi held wide-ranging delegation-level talks with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković at Banski Dvori. Both leaders issued a joint press statement underscoring their shared commitment to global peace, democratic values and expanding cooperation across trade, technology and culture. Mr. Modi strongly advocated peaceful resolution of conflicts, stating that whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield.
भारत और क्रोएशिया लोकतंत्र रूल ऑफ लॉ प्लुरलिज्म और इक्वलिटी जैसे साझा मूल्यों से जुड़े हैं। ये सुखद संयोग है कि पिछले वर्ष भारत के लोगों ने मुझे और क्रोएशिया के लोगों ने प्रधानमंत्री आंद्रे जी को लगातार तीसरी बार सेवा करने का अवसर दिया है। इस जनविश्वास के साथ हमने अपने तीसरे कार्यकाल में अपने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को तीन गुना गति देने का निर्णय लिया है.
Condemning terrorism as the enemy of humanity, Mr. Modi thanked the Croatian leadership and people for standing in solidarity with India following the terrorist attack on 22nd April in Pehelgam. Mr. Modi and Mr. Plenković also agreed to deepen bilateral trade and build resilient, dependable supply chains. In a major step to strengthen ties, both nations signed 4 memoranda of understanding in the field of agriculture and allied sectors, cultural exchange program, program of cooperation in the field of science and technology, and on the establishment of an ICCR chair of Hindi in University of Zagreb. India has launched Operation Sindhu to evacuate Indian nationals from Iran in view of deteriorating situation due to ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi. The emergency helpline numbers of Embassy of India in Tehran are +989128109115 and +989128109109. Israel-Iran conflict has intensified dramatically as it entered its sixth day, with Israeli forces conducting 3 waves of airstrikes across Iran. Iranian authorities reported mounting casualties from the sustained bombardment. The latest escalation came as Israel targeted Iran's national police headquarters, injuring several people, according to Iranian state news agency IRNA, while Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz claimed his country had destroyed the headquarters of Iran's public security. Iran has responded with overwhelming force, launching over 400 ballistic missiles and approximately 1,000 drones at Israel since hostilities began. While Israel's defense systems intercepted the majority of incoming projectiles, at least 20 missiles struck urban areas, resulting in 24 confirmed deaths and injuring over 500 Israelis. United Nations Security Council will convene an emergency session on Iran tomorrow, following a request from Iran and backed by China, Pakistan and Russia. Iran has called for briefings by IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi and UN Political Affairs Chief Rosemary DiCarlo during the session. This will be the second emergency meeting on Iran following the initial session held last Friday. The inaugural Hockey India Masters Cup 2025 kicked off in Chennai yesterday. In the women's section, Hockey Karnataka thrashed Kerala Hockey 7-0, while Hockey Maharashtra were awarded a 5-0 win after Hockey Himachal forfeited their match. In the men's category, Hockey Punjab edged past Lee Puducherry Hockey 3-2, and the Hockey Unit of Tamil Nadu cruised to an 8-0 win over Kerala Hockey. In the Asian Squash Championships 2025 in Malaysia, India's Velavan Senthilkumar advanced to the quarterfinals with a 3-0 win over Japan's Tomotaka Endo in Kuching yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.